You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Tony! Hello!
Pub's really filling up, isn't it? It'll be a good night on the bar for Kenton and Jolene.
I'm asking, have you seen Neil?
Why, is he here?
No, I meant on the farm. You don't seem to understand how upset Susan was.
Pat, you know what she's like. She gets these bees in her bonnet.
Yes, but we don't want it to grow into something.
We're paying Neil a perfectly decent wage. Oh, there's Mike and Roy.
Well, Susan doesn't agree. She thinks we're taking advantage. I'm just worried we haven't appreciated how much we're asking of him.
Look, it's Neil's choice, isn't it? It's not my fault if Susan doesn't like it.
No, but we
He's happy.
I suppose.
So, have you decided if you're having a pudding?
I think so. Oh, which reminds me, I need to buy the stuff for the hazelnut meringue.
Hey?
For Helen's meal on Friday.
Oh.
Are you having a pudding?
No. Although I'm fine to stay longer, I think. I might get another drink.
So who drew the short straw, then?
How do you mean?
The mineral water.
Oh, that's for Wilksy. He's our designated driver.
Ah, very responsible, officer. There's one pint.
Thank you. I thought you might recognise him.
Who? What, the guy in the Brazil shirt?
No, that's Jay. Why would you know him?
I think I saw a picture that you were tagged in.
Right, OK. I wish he'd stop putting stuff on Facebook. It does nothing for my reputation.
No.
But Wilksy is a duty officer at the station. That's
right.
Why I thought you might recognise him.
OK.
Don't worry, I've told him lots of good things about you.
You better had.
We're on a mission to give Jay a top night. He's pretty cold. He lost his dad not long ago.
That's kind of you.
Well, it's what makes it for, isn't it? How about you? I saw you posted something about Lochfest.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be running a tea tent there.
Tea tent? That's great.
Well, it was fancier than it sounds. It's going to be all vintage, you know, old crockery and bunting. So I'll have some serious baking to do. Jill's going to give me a hand.
Oh, that does sound fancy.
Oh, I'm not describing it very well.
No, I mean it. Maybe I'll actually buy a ticket. Come and see you. I could never say no to a good cuppa.
I think you should.
Then I will.
Good.
Evening, Fallon.
Oh, hi, Neil. Well, that's 12.74, please.
There's 20. Have a drink on me.
Oh, cheers.
Maybe you can join us later. I'm sure my mates would love to meet you.
Well, you know where I am.
Point of Shires, please, Fallon.
Sorry, Neil. Oh, actually, I need to change the barrel. I won't be a minute.
Oh, no problem.
Hi, Tony.
Oh. Evening, Neil. You here for the match as well?
No, Pat and I came down to eat.
Oh, yeah, I saw you'd gone out.
Did you come by the house?
Well, I was doing the pigs, wasn't I?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, I forgot.
It's all right. Fallon's just changing a barrel, by the way. Don't expect she'll make us wait for long.
Well, that's perfect. Why the hell's it done that? Can't anything just be simple anymore?
Hello, Brian?
Oh, Ian.
Everything all right?
Yes, yes, yes. Come in. All I wanted to do was cook fish and chips.
Right, okay.
So I set the oven at 180 degrees. I did exactly as Alice showed me.
And what, you accidentally put it in steam?
Steam? Oh, I didn't even know it did that.
Look, you don't happen to know where Adam is? We were going down the pub. He was supposed to be coming home to change.
Well, he's fixing the grain dryer. I think the bearings on the auger were corroded.
Oh, right. Well, I wondered why he'd not been answering his phone.
Give me strength.
Sorry, I'll...
Not the blasted beeping again. Which one of you machines is it?
Brian...
I might just rip out the fuse box and build a campfire in the back garden.
Yeah, but isn't it just...
Mankind seem to manage fine like that for thousands of years.
What are you doing?
Oh, we can't eat this. It's a soggy mess.
No, but...
Although I've no idea what I'm going to feed Rory.
No, Brian, wait, look, why don't I cook for you?
You?
Yeah, I might as well. Look, just Yeah, put the fish down. I'll come up with something.
There wasn't a problem with the pigs, was there?
No. Fallon's taking her time, isn't she?
So it wasn't anything important?
No. I just wanted to apologise for Susan, on her behalf, for what she said to Pat. I know you're not taking advantage.
Neil, it's fine.
Just because you've money to spend on a new bull, I mean, that's different, isn't it?
Well, if you want the best, you've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
No point pinching pennies, and this Angus is a real pedigree. Yeah.
Well, just to make it clear, though, Tony, I'm happy to do all the day-to-day work.
I know you are, Neil. Don't worry.
Yeah, but everything else in terms of the business, ordering food, handling the accounts, that's your concern.
How do you mean?
Well, that ain't my job. You're paying me to be a big man. Same as Jazza.
I'm not sure I'd put you in the same bracket as Jazza.
Well, you know what I mean, though. I don't want to be nasty about
no,
it.
No.
But I just thought it needed saying. If that's all right with you.
Yes, Neil. It's fine.
Rory, dinner's ready.
Voila. Homemade fish cakes made with freshly steamed haddock.
Goodness me.
Oh, and there's tartar sauce there as well. I hope it's all right. I'd normally chuck in some gherkin.
Sure, it's wonderful. I can't tell you just the sheer bliss of having a meal cooked for me in my own home, in my own kitchen.
Wine?
Please. All I need now is to work out which one of these damn contraptions keeps bleeping.
Well, are you sure it's not just the...
Where's that remote? I'd be quite happy with a simple light switch, but Kingsley insisted. Well, cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you for a perfect evening.
Ian. Oh, hello, Adam. What are you...
I came over to find you.
When I explained you were busy, Ian very kindly offered to cook.
Oh, I see.
Well, there should be enough for you two.
Really?
Yeah, it's keeping warm. Go on, pull up a stool.
Oh, wow. You sure you don't want to go to the pub for the football?
No, stay here. No, Rory and I were going to watch it anyway.
Well, okay. Is that fine with you?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we're here now.
Oh, honestly, that beeping...
Why don't you just change the battery?
Hmm?
It's the smoke alarm, isn't it? It's the one in the hallway.
What are you doing? You can't come back here.
Roger,
hey.
Let's see.
Do you even know what you're doing?
Not really, but I set up my digibox at home.
It's going to be just great if we can't show them a match. Mum says it was working fine before. Careful.
I know.
You pulled the power cable out now.
I'm turning it off and on again. Just wait and see.
Genius.
I don't suppose these are the sort of problems you'll be having with your tea tent?
Huh?
Are you even going to have electricity, or wouldn't that be too modern?
Hey, how many have you had? It's vintage, it's not prehistoric.
Sorry.
It's going to be fab. I've already found a company to supply the marquee. And I'm looking around charity shops this week.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping for china. I need loads more for Loxfest.
No expense spared then.
You, stop winding me up. And Mum's the one having issues.
Oh, I.
She still can't find a co-singer for her band. Why is that light flashing?
It's just reloading.
Well, you've knackered it.
I used to sing, you know, in a Smiths tribute band.
You really have had a few.
I'm serious. I was the lead singer.
You were Morrissey?
The Moz Father himself. I mean, I had to get rid of the quiff when I joined the force. You don't need to look so surprised.
No, I'm not. I'm just thinking maybe that you should audition.
For what?
The Midnight Walkers, of course. I mean, I know it's not the same genre.
Well, not exactly,
but
no.
But if you sang in a tribute band, you've got the experience.
Yeah, but this is a big festival.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, go on, audition. I'll forgive you for breaking the TV box.
I've not broken it.
Please, Harrison. Just for me, pretty please.
Yes, all right.
Hey!
There, what did I tell you?
Is it working?
Oh, ye of little faith. Game on.
What?
Ian, please.
It's a nice view, that's all I'm saying.
Could you just concentrate on making sure I don't fall off this chair?
Look, and I am. You can't blame me for looking, though. I get my kicks where I can find them these days.
Look, I know this isn't exactly what you had planned.
No, it's fine.
Fish cakes and Chardonnay with your father-in-law?
It might be nice just to have one evening together, though. I mean, we barely see each other at the minute. I mean, the most time we spend together is when we're asleep in bed.
No, I know. You pass a new battery?
And, well, now that the harvest's about to begin.
Thanks. So, let's do something before it does. I'll try to knock off early and we'll have an entire evening to ourselves.
Really?
Yeah, just the two of us.
Okay, how about Tuesday? I'm not working then.
Okay, Tuesday it is. There.
Oh, careful!
I wasn't falling!
Weren't you?
No. So you can let go now.
Anyone for another drink? Oh, sorry.
Smoke alarm's mended.
Is it? Ah, right, thanks. Now, can I get you boys anything? I was about to open another bottle of wine.
Sure.
Or this beer.
No, better not.
Well, you know what they say. Wine before beer.
You'll feel.
Right. Well, Rory's got the telly set up. Teams are about to come on.
Well, we'd better get in there then.
I won't be a minute.
Okay. Cheers, Brian.
We'll make ourselves comfortable.
Isn't that what I've been trying to tell you?
I thought Neil and I had agreed.
Had you discussed his specific responsibilities?
Well, no, but...
But Neil's always so amenable, you just assumed.
Yes, maybe. Doesn't change the fact the pigs are still going to need a lot of my time.
So how final was he? Oh,
pretty final. He's certainly not going to do all the jobs Tom did. Oh, Pat, you're right. If I just asked Neil to be manager at the start...
Not that simple, though, is it? I mean, we don't know when Tom's coming back.
If he comes back. Well, we have to be brutal.
I know.
We need a proper replacement, especially if we're going to build the herd back up to what it was.
Yes.
That was the point. So Tom did have something to come back to.
Would Neil do it if we offered more money?
It would have to be a serious offer. Something that really reflected his experience and workload.
Well, we'd better have a think, then.
Tony, they're about to kick off.
Oh, Neil.
You coming inside?
Actually, no. I think we're going to head home.
Oh.
We've still got a few jobs on the farm, haven't we, Pat?
Yes.
Shouldn't really put them off.
Look, I hope what I was saying before, it wasn't meant to be...
No, you were right. It makes sense to have everything straight and above board. I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the game.
What a shame. And how's Anna doing? Is she all right?
Yes, I think so. She didn't sound too bad on the phone.
Oh, good.
Apparently it all happened very quickly. John had had cancer for a while, but they thought the treatment was keeping it at bay, but all of a sudden he just went downhill.
Goodness me. The Tregorans. You know, I'm trying to think when I last saw them.
John and Carol came to your father's funeral.
Yes, that's right. And now Carol's a widow too. I'm sorry, Mum.
No.
Still, it was nice of Anna to ring you so quickly. I know you're her godmother,
I'm sure she has a long list of people.
Yes.
Anyway, I must make a move. Peg is expecting me for lunch.
But apart from that, everything okay?
Fine, love. Well, except for all this worry about the new road.
Of course.
David hardly talks about anything else. He and Ruth are paying to have T-shirts and car stickers made, hoping to raise money for the campaign.
Oh, right.
And they're off to see a robotic milking parlour tomorrow. Ruth, show me the photos.
Elizabeth?
It's a sort of box that the cow walks into.
Is that you down there?
Yes, hang on.
I can't say. I like the look of it.
I just wanted to check a few things before I call Radio Borsitch. Oh, I'm sorry, Jill.
That's OK. I'm going anyway.
No, Mum, you were saying.
No, I can see Roy's eager for your attention. Oh. I'll be on my way.
OK.
Thanks, Jill.
Well, it was lovely to see you. Sorry I've been rushing around.
No, I had a nice chat with Lily.
Here, let me get the door.
Thank you. Oh, is Freddie all right, by the way?
Freddie? Why?
Well...
Has he said something to you?
He didn't say anything. When I arrived, he grunted hello, then disappeared to his room. Lily says he's been quiet all weekend.
Oh, well, yeah, he's just in a mood.
Teenagers, eh? All those hormones.
Yeah, precisely. But I'll have a word with him, talk to him about his attitude.
Well, don't be too harsh. As Roy says, he's at that age. I remember it well.
Bye then, Mum. Give my love to Peggy.
I will. Bye, Roy.
Yeah, see you, Jill.
Right, well, I suppose I ought to go and find Freddie.
Oh, hang on, Elizabeth.
No, I'll deal with it, Roy.
So hold on. Just wait. What about the radio interview?
I'm sure you can handle it. Let go.
Elizabeth?
Excuse me. We wouldn't want anyone else misconstruing anything, would we?
So what does Tony want to talk to you about?
I've no idea, Susan. He just called, asked me to come to the farmhouse.
Summoned you, more like.
I expect all he wants is a chat.
Well, if he tries to foist any more work on you, you know what you're to say to him.
Yeah. I know. What?
But what do you think? You haven't even shaved.
Oh, I hadn't time. I was up at the crack of dawn strawing down the pigs, and then I had to come over here and do the same.
Well, so why did you go down the pub last night? You could have watched the match at home.
I wonder why I didn't.
Neil.
Oh, I'm just tired, that's all.
Which is exactly why you're not to take on any more work.
Look, won't Pat be missing you in the dairy?
No, Neil, my shift's over.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And anyway, Pat's hardly been around. She spent most of the morning in the office doing what I don't know.
Right.
Avoiding me, I suppose. Which only left more for me and Clary to do. You see how they take us for granted?
Yes, you've said.
And I'll keep saying it.
Which is why I spoke to Tony
now,
last night.
I need to get to the shop.
I told him how much I was prepared to do.
I'm already running late. Look, are you listening, Neil? Whatever it is that Tony wants, you're to say no.
That was before my time. The thought of John living in a gypsy caravan. I can't imagine what you all made of him.
Where's Bill? He's not nibbling the clematis again.
Peggy?
He'll make himself sick.
No, there he is. He's found a spot in the shade.
Oh, yes. He had a beard back then.
Who? Oh, John!
He'd sit at the end of the bar, chatting with Ned.
He was quite the raconteur. And he loved telling the story of how he and Carol met. Do you remember? How she knocked him off his motor scooter?
Yeah.
He'd say that if she'd already tried to kill him once, the least you could do was marry him.
Mm.
And didn't I hear John and Chris went out for a while? When Jack was working for Carol in her market garden?
Yes, very probably. It was the same small holding he used to run with Dan.
I always thought Carol and John were destined for each other. And their marriage lasted almost 50 years. A lot of people thought it wouldn't.
You're not too warm, are you, Jill? Why don't I clear the lunch things
no,
away?
No, Peggy.
We could sit in the summer house.
No need to do that now. I'm enjoying having the sun on my face. Unless you'd like...
No.
You must be pleased with the design for the stained glass window. Do you know when it's due to be finished?
Alan wants the unveiling on Boxing Day. He thought as it's 100 years since the Christmas truce.
Oh, yes, very appropriate. There ought to be more things to honour agricultural workers during the wars. I'm sure it's going to look beautiful.
Mm.
Although it did take the PCC a while to select the artist. Do you know why that is? Peggy, do you know why it's taken so long?
Oh, sorry, I just remembered. I must get Jack a birthday card.
Jack?
Sipo. Sorry, I always link the two because their birthdays are so close.
Easily done.
And I suppose I ought to get a sympathy card for Carol.
Yes, fine.
I did have a couple spare, but I think I've used them both. I'll need to check.
Well, if you haven't, we can easily go to the shop. It's not a problem, Peggy. I need to buy one too.
Hi, Susan, calm down.
Oh, but that's fantastic.
I need the phone if you get any louder.
So what did they say? Tell me.
They said how much they valued all my years of experience and what with everything that's been going on, they hadn't really considered how much work there was to do.
And then they asked you to be manager.
Yeah, still part-time, but I'll do the pig rearing while Tony concentrates on the retail side of things.
So what are they going to pay you?
Well, that's the interesting part. They've offered a profit share, 50-50. And even if Tom does come back, I'll still keep my stake.
Really?
He can't just take over.
Oh, Neil, that's wonderful.
You're happy then?
Of course I'm happy.
Well, you did tell me to say no to anything.
Oh, I didn't mean something like this. Oh, haven't I been saying if you just pushed yourself?
Yeah, I know.
You only have to put your foot down once.
Yes, okay.
And aren't you glad I got stroppy with Pat now?
Well, what is it they say? Behind every successful man...
Deal.
I've got you. By the way, Pat asked me to tell you she wasn't ignoring you this morning. She and Tony had to look over the figures.
Oh, never mind about that now. We need to get you some new overalls.
But I've got overalls. I'm standing in them.
Yes, but you need some that befit your position.
Overalls are overalls.
But that's not the point. You've got to believe in yourself. And that includes what you wear to work.
If you say so.
After all, Neil, you are management now.
And I explained that to him on Friday.
So how come he's still sulking?
I don't know. I suppose Freddie's very protective of me. But I told him the truth. I was feeling down, so he gave me a hug.
Does he believe you now?
Why wouldn't he? That's all it was. Yeah, the best thing we can do now is make sure it doesn't happen again.
Elizabeth.
Now, I need to speak to Lewis about the new show in the gallery.
Yeah, just a minute.
Watch, Roy. Look, Freddie's not stupid.
But I know,
He might not have seen anything, but he's obviously picked up...
I'm not talking about Freddie. It's the interview with Radio Borsetshire. I've just got off the phone to their producer.
Oh, right.
They want us to do it together.
What do you mean, together?
I know, but they want you as well.
Well, Quentin Smith are the big news. What do they need me for?
Because you own the place. They're interested in how Lower Loxley's changed over the years.
Well, you can do that.
But you're not like you.
Or Hayley.
Hayley?
Might be nice, the two of you.
They want you. What are you so worried about?
Roy, come on.
Come on, it's a great chance to promote the business. You don't just have to talk about Loxfest. You could mention the new accommodation and what's on in the gallery.
It's just not the sort of thing I feel comfortable doing. I mean, it's going out live, isn't it?
So? I'll be there with you. And you are the face of Lower Loxley. Come on, Elizabeth. It's only 5 or 10 minutes. We'll be fine.
So how old is Carol now?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Jill?
Because they were both getting on.
Is Carol in her 80s now?
83.
Oh, there you are then. So he's had a good run.
You could put it like that.
Right, that's 465 then, please.
Did you say 65?
Yes, that's right, Peggy.
Oh, I might have the change.
I have some if you need it.
Now, let me see.
Yes, I always think it's easier when it's expected.
Well, they weren't expecting John to go quite so soon.
No, but you can't be too sad. I mean, didn't he win his money on the pools and then all that time spent abroad? Lecturing, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right, in America. Peggy?
So he was luckier than most.
What do you need?
It's all right, Jill, I've got it.
We've had some good news, actually.
Here you are.
Pat and Tony have asked Neil to take over the Bridge Farm pigs.
Heavens!
Oh,
dear.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, no.
Have any gone on the floor?
I don't think so.
How very clumsy of me.
Oh, never mind. No harm done.
What do you mean he's taking over the pigs?
He's going to be manager with a share in the business.
When did this happen?
Oh, maybe an hour ago. But I've been saying to Neil all last week, it's too much for Pat and Tony to cope with on their own. Not after Tom went and...
I don't understand.
You should be pleased. They're so lucky to have someone as skilled as my Neil to step into the breach. I can't see how they'd have possibly kept the business going otherwise.
No, I suppose not. Excuse me, Jill. I think I might wait outside.
Oh, are you sure, Peggy?
Yes, yes. You do what you need to. There's no rush. I just need to take the weight off my feet.
Yes, all right.
Just the card, Jill.
Yes, that's it.
You don't think Peggy was upset, do you? I suppose it must have come as a shock.
Well, it's not been an easy time for her, Susan.
Not with all the rumours.
What rumours?
Well, about Jennifer and John Tregoran. I mean, they're bound to start up again, aren't they? What did you make of it?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
I always thought there was something going on. All that time they spent together working on his book.
I think they just shared an interest in history.
Oh, yes, and what else? I mean, let's face it. Her and Brian, they've never had the most stable marriage.
Well, no, but...
I mean, nothing would surprise me with those two.
I really do think it was just gossip in this case, though.
Maybe. Still, it must be awkward for Peggy, knowing tongues are wagging. And Jennifer's home from her holiday tomorrow.
Is she now?
Oh, yes. I wonder how she's going to react.
No, I've been very good.
Have you really?
Yeah, the new terminals I bought for the tractors, they're both fitted. Everyone knows I'll be leaving early.
Not early, Adam.
Well, all right, on time.
Exactly.
In fact, I'm about to check on the pickers now, then I've just got a bit of office work to do. But, I reckon I'll be home by 6:30.
6:30.
At the very latest.
Well, I'll hold you to that. What do you want to eat?
Well, I thought we were having takeaway.
Yeah, but what kind? Indian, Chinese? I don't mind just as long as I'm not cooking.
Chinese? You know what I like. Look, I better go. Mum and Brian are back from the airport.
Well, say hello.
I will do.
Adam, 6:30.
On the stroke. The moment I step through the front door, I'm all yours. Can't wait.
Me neither. All right, see you later.
Yep. Mum!
Oh, Adam, darling.
Welcome home. How was it? Did you have a good time?
Wonderful.
Well, can't you tell? Just look at her.
Yeah. You do look well.
Well, I've been sunned and massaged and spruced and peeled.
Sounds like torture.
Oh, it's exactly what I needed. Oh, Adam, La Gomera. What an amazing island.
Really?
The scenery is so dramatic.
I got the impression you'd barely moved off your loungers. Oh. Not judging by the colour Lillian's gone.
Oh. I did try to get her to use my Factor 30.
Have you dropped her off at home?
Yes. And Pam?
Oh, he's been an excellent chauffeur. And how's everything been here? Brian tells me I'm obsolete.
Obsolete? Really?
I've managed fine, haven't I, Adam?
Come on, be honest. How many meals has he actually cooked for himself?
Every one of them. I've not blown anything up. Your precious new kitchen's all in one piece.
Adam?
I'm not a complete yahoo. Oh, tell her, Adam. I can look after myself.
No, he's been fine. I mean, Rora's still alive.
Oh, I should hope so.
He's not starved to death, so that's the main thing.
I see.
You're not indispensable.
Oh, sorry.
Well, where is Rory, by the way?
Well, he was out on his bike, but he might be back.
Well, let's go inside then, darling.
Yes, I'm coming.
Don't drag my suitcase across the yard. It's real dirty. You're back.
Hi, Charlie.
Adam, sorry to bother you. I just wanted to check you've been getting my emails.
Oh, I saw you sent me one this morning.
Yes, it's to do with...
Staffing rota.
Good. So you have read it. Any idea when you'll be able to send it to me?
The rota maybe in an hour or two. Didn't realise it was urgent. I was just about to head up to the Strawberries, but if you need it sooner...
No. An hour, that should be fine.
As long as you're sure. You'll be pleased to know I fitted the terminals there.
Terminals?
Yeah, in our two big tractors. They may not be new, but the software's bang up to date. We can hitch up the most modern equipment and the terminals will be able to talk to it.
Right. Do you mind if I come over and take a look? I'm tied up until about 6:00, but after that...
6:00.
Plus however long it takes me to drive over to you.
Sure, fine.
And you can show me your new kit.
Sounds great, Charlie. See you then.
It's amazing! I mean, the video at the shore was impressive enough.
Mm.
Don't you think it's clever?
Well, it's clever, all right. The question is, does it do a good job?
She doesn't seem to mind. There you go, it's found the first heat.
And what? That's cleaning and drying.
And taking off the pre-milk. Weren't you listening?
Well, I didn't take it all in, to be honest.
Okay, so there's a 3D camera on the arm that locates each of the teats.
No, I know. I meant the bovine Bill Gates.
Duncan?
Well, he talks so fast.
Oh, he's enthusiastic. It's kind of him to show us his parlour. There, see? It's onto the next teat already.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I am surprised how happily the cows just wander in by themselves. You know, soon there won't be any need for humans at all. We'll have self-driving tankers. We'll have drones to deliver milk to people's homes.
It's a brave new world.
Well, it really is.
Well, you heard what Duncan's wife was saying, though. He's so much more relaxed now he's not locked into milking twice a day. I mean, they can go out at weekends without having to rush back. He's even been able to do some decorating. Just imagine that.
Yeah. But wouldn't you miss the routine?
Oh,
I'm serious. Well, don't you think you'd feel removed from the process?
Oh, I'd feel less tired not having to get up at 5:00 every morning. Believe me, I think it's brilliant.
It's only an oven, Jenny. It's not the space shuttle.
No, I know. I'm just pleased to see you've taken to it so easily.
There, it's preheating. You can go and finish unpacking. I've got it all under control.
And you've defrosted the pie.
Hmm?
Otherwise it's going to need another half hour.
I know.
So, where is it?
I told you, don't worry.
Right, but...
It'll be ready.
Well, I can't
now
see it.
Now go on.
And what's that frying pan doing there? That's new, isn't it?
Ah, well, I don't think you quite realise, but this is an induction hob. For it to work, the pans need to be...
Magnetic? I know, which is why I bought a new set.
Oh.
They're in the cupboard.
Which cupboard?
This one here.
Well, why aren't they hanging up with the others?
Because there wasn't room. But anyway, I'll still use my old pans on the Arga.
Well, you could have told me.
Well, I assumed you had eyes.
Right, well, you've got lots of frying pans now. I'm sure you'll make use of them.
I've already had one idea. So, dinner should be ready by 7, then?
Yes, I think so.
Fine.
Actually, let's make that 7:30, just to be on the safe side.
Ah, well, in that case, I might go and have a bath.
You do that. Mm. Oh, and Jenny, I almost forgot. I have some news to tell you.
What?
Alice mentioned it.
Well, what is it?
John Tregoran. He's passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, it was last week, so I understand.
Right. Yes, John.
I thought you'd want to know. Mm. Well, it's been such a long time since we've had anything to do with him. It must be 20 years.
Is it?
If not longer.
Yes. I suppose it must be. How time flies.
Indeed.
Well, that is sad news. I think I'll...
Yes, darling. You go and have a nice long bath. No need to rush.
So, what was your meeting about?
Oh, just a video conference with Justin. We have one every Tuesday, but he'd been delayed.
You should have told me. If I'd known you were running late, you probably could have spoken to him on this.
Yeah.
It's bound to be an app.
Well, I'm here now. So?
Yeah, let me show you. I'm still learning my way around the new operating system.
Sure.
Although I love the touchscreen, it's so sharp.
So you've put this on both tractors?
Yeah, like I was saying, whatever equipment we use, sprayers, seed drills, fertilizer spreaders, this'll talk to them.
Oh, I think you want to press there.
Ah, yeah, thanks. So, here you can track the weather, here to view the cameras. It's got automatic headland and section control. I can send live data straight through to the office or Debbie in Hungary.
Or me.
Yeah, indeed. And my favourite part is everything links up so I can always see where the machinery is.
Yeah.
What land's being worked, exchange tasks.
No, it's a good system.
As good as any of the big contractors will be using. Plus, it's future-proofed. So when new software becomes available...
Yeah, I know, Adam.
So, is that all you wanted to see?
Well, I was just curious. I think we were both worried Home Farm was lagging behind.
Yeah, well...
Of course, what really matters is how you perform through harvest and autumn sowing. Technology will only get you so far.
This is what you wanted, though?
Oh, no, I'm glad to see you modernising.
And have a skilled team in place, so barring any accidents, we're going to do a good job for you, Charlie. Efficient, professional.
Yeah, and I believe you.
Good. You'll see.
Yeah, just don't let me down, OK?
God bless that mother of yours.
You know, they never said it was problem-free.
Sausage and pasta bake. Lovely.
I mean, the robots do break down, and then it can take a whole day for the system to right itself.
I know, I was there, David.
And what about lameness? I mean, the cows weren't walking if they got sore feet.
So we'd need to keep on top of it. We do all right.
Well, they got in a foot trimmer.
So?
So it all adds to the costs. Even Duncan admitted it was more expensive than they first thought.
But we'd be paying for it with the compensation money. Look, I never claimed it was perfect, but their yield's gone up by 20%.
No, I know.
Because the cows are milking more often, and if the new road comes, and we do have to make a margin from a smaller herd...
It would mean putting Eddie out of a job.
Which is a shame.
So let's not pretend it's all wonderful. I mean, you're acting as though you want it to happen tomorrow.
No! I'm trying to find a solution.
Why are we rushing into a decision before we know if we even need to?
We're not. But it's reassuring to know that if the worst comes to the worst, it might not be the end of the world. And yeah, OK, I was impressed by the technology. You must have been too.
Mm-hmm. I need to go and order the T-shirts.
T-shirts?
For the campaign.
No, I know. But you're doing that now?
Time's pressing.
Fine. Okay. But, David, you have to agree. At least it's a possibility.
Yeah, if the worst comes to the worst. Let's just try and make sure it doesn't.
I'm sorry, Ian. Did you get my text?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
I just couldn't get away. And then because Charlie insisted on coming over, I hadn't finished in the office, and he's been pestering me to send him the rota.
I ordered you crispy duck with plum sauce.
I got back as soon as I could.
And there's yuk sung as well. I've already had mine. I was starving.
I am sorry.
No, it's fine, it's fine. Do you want a beer?
Oh, yes, please. You won't believe what Charlie said to me.
Hmm?
He said technology isn't everything. And after the way he's used it as a whip to beat us with, he spent half the morning fitting those new terminals, and even that isn't good enough.
Well, never mind. He's probably under a lot of pressure, too. It all rolls downhill.
I suppose.
Now, have some dinner. There's something I want to chat to you about. I mean, it's just been ages since we've been away on holiday. I'd like us to go away somewhere. Maybe in November when you're less busy.
If only.
Adam.
Charlie won't like that.
So what? I mean, he's not your employer. If you want to take a week off, take one.
What, when our contract's hanging by a thread?
Okay, but...
It's a huge chunk of my income. And not just mine.
Fine.
God knows what plans Charlie has for Debbie.
All right. It was just an idea.
And it's a really nice one, but with things the way they are...
I know.
I can't even get a single evening for us to spend together. I'm sorry.
Well, stop apologising. It's not your fault.
But I feel guilty.
Well, don't. Right? It doesn't help anybody. Look, we've still got a couple of hours before we need to fall into bed. I've already started heating the hot tub, so, you know, after you've finished eating, maybe we could take a dip and unwind, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that sounds perfect.
Good. So, your mum's back from holiday, then?
She is.
And what about Lillian? Did you see her?
No, why?
Well, Linda was asking. She needs to speak to her about the fete, something to do with a handicraft stall. Can you imagine? Lillian's not exactly a do-it-yourself kind of woman.
I mean, what does he want from me, Ian?
Huh?
Charlie, I do everything he asks.
Oh, right.
But it never seems to satisfy him. I mean, honestly, just what is it I'm supposed to do to make him happy?
What a coup. How did you manage it?
Well, it was all Roy's doing.
Well, our bookers.
Half the time, he has to tell me who the bands are.
Really? That's interesting.
Oh, come on, you know who Quaintance Smith are.
Yes, but Roy's the aficionado.
Well, this should all be pretty simple. I'll start by talking to the studio, just setting the scene sort of stuff.
Sure.
And then I'll introduce you both. Don't worry, I won't ask you anything difficult. Just make sure you speak into the microphone.
Yeah, I know how it works. My sister was a reporter for Radio Borsetshire.
Is that right?
Brenda Tucker?
No, sorry.
It was a while ago now.
Right. Well, I'm just going to go and check with our engineer, see if they're ready for us.
Yes, OK.
We should be on air in 10 minutes.
Well, thanks, Rhiannon. Oh, this is it. As soon as word gets out about Quaintance Smith, the tickets are really going to shift. Hey, don't look so nervous. Elizabeth.
Yes?
You'll be great.
I just don't want to come over...
What?
Well...
Look, all you need to do is be yourself. That's simple enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, just be natural. Do that, and you're going to be fine.
Come on then, Rob. Give us your expert opinion.
Expert? Hardly. Ah, he looks very nice there.
He's a bit skittish at the moment. Still getting used to his new home. He only arrived about an hour ago.
What's his name?
Baisley Sultan Golconda, first in class and reserve male champion at last year's Borsetshire show. You can see why.
Oh, yeah. Great confirmation. Yeah.
And a self-replacing index of 58.
Oh, very good. Now, I've got to say, there's something special about a bull. A semen straw and an AI gun just isn't the same. Especially compared to a magnificent beast like this.
Yeah. I'll keep him here for a few weeks till he's settled, then he can go out with the cows.
Ah, you must be chuffed. Well done, Tony. I'm really excited for you.
Cheers, Rob. And how are things over at Barrow Farm?
Oh, not too bad. Still getting used to the new management.
They can't be worse than Brian.
Well, better the devil you know.
True.
Well, to be honest, now harvest's here, I think it's Adam who's taking the brunt of it.
So this is where you are. I wonder why you offered to pick me up.
Hi, love.
You just wanted to look at Dad's bull.
I admit, I got distracted.
Afternoon, Rob.
Hi, Pat.
Tony, I'm brewing a fresh pot if you'd like one.
Oh, right, I'm on my way. Are you going to...
No, we need to get home. Got lots to do before Friday.
Friday?
Dinner with Rob's parents.
Oh, yes, of course.
You're not starting cooking already.
No, but I need to clean the house.
Oh, don't worry on our account. Your place is always immaculate.
Yeah, well, it's not you I'm trying to impress, Dad.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you on Friday, then.
Oh, right you are.
Bye, Dad. Oh.
What?
You two seem very cosy.
Oh, well, nothing like a fine animal for a couple of farmers to bond over.
I should say.
You ready?
Yep. Now, let's just hope I can do the same with your parents.
You and Rob looked like you were having a nice chat.
Yes.
I don't need to ask what you were bending his ear about.
Actually, Rob was very interested.
No, you're allowed. Just lovely to see you being so positive again.
Well, after these last couple of months...
Yeah, I know.
I can finally get on with what I wanted to do, building the beef herd. And now Neil's properly on board with the pigs.
And Helen's got some help in the shop.
You know, we might actually be getting back onto an even keel.
Oh, let's hope so.
Oh, come here.
Oh, Tony, what brought that on?
Oh, I'm allowed to give my wife a hug, aren't I?
Of course you are. Here you go.
Oh, Helen says she's going home to tidy the house.
Yes, I know. I can tell she's working herself up about it. I really want this evening with Rob's parents to go well, Tony. Let's just try and have a nice time.
Well, don't look at me. You just said how well we were getting on.
Yeah, but it hasn't always been like that, has it? And it's such a big deal for Helen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Meeting her in-laws for the first time. It'd be great if we could all just get on.
Pat, honestly, that's all I want too. This family's had more than enough drama recently.
Ooh, what's the time?
At least one of our children is happy. That's all that matters.
Lower Loxley's on the radio.
You never know. Rob's parents, they could be the most charming couple.
Yeah, maybe.
We might get on like a house on fire.
Tony, shush. This is it.
And was that part of your thinking? After all, there are so many festivals now. Did you think we deserved one of our own?
Well, obviously, it's great to be bringing an event like this to Borsetshire.
Well, and to Lower Loxley as well.
Yes, well, we're more used to steam fairs and gymkhanas.
Because this is quite new for you too, isn't it, Elizabeth? Roy here's the real music fan.
He is 10 years younger than me.
So, do you know what you're letting yourself in for?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
I mean, when I started a couple of years ago, one of the things Elizabeth wanted me to do was to find new directions for the business.
Ah, so Loxfest was your idea.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
It was, Roy.
You sound as though you weren't that keen.
Well, maybe not at first, but Roy's very persuasive.
Really? In what way?
Well, I'm not sure. How did I persuade you?
he did some market research and showed me facts and figures.
We visited another festival.
Ah, did you?
Yeah.
Your first time?
Yes, it was.
Oh, and how was that? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
Mm.
He really won you over then?
It was an experience. Can't say I'll do it again.
Well, I suppose the advantage of having a festival at home is that you can sleep in your own bed.
Exactly.
Still, it must be great to have a right-hand man who's so keen to breathe new life into Lower Loxley.
I'm not sure I'd describe it
and
as...
And Roy, what's she like as a boss? Is she a hard taskmistress?
Elizabeth?
Don't be too honest, Roy.
No, she's a brilliant boss. And I'm being honest now, I think we complement each other very well.
I mean, what do you think they want to drink? We're having lamb, so I suppose I should get red.
I really don't think it matters.
So your parents aren't that fussy, then?
Not particularly.
Well, anyway, we'll need a few bottles of both.
Well, there's wine in the house, isn't there?
Only cheap stuff.
They won't know the difference.
No, it's fine. I need to do a final shop anyway.
All right, but...
I might pop into the merchants on Parliament Road, yeah.
Helen, honestly...
And I must remember to pick up some flowers.
Helen, please, just don't build it up so much, OK? It is still only a meal.
I want to make a good impression.
Of course, but
especially
in the grand scheme of...
knowing how much they like Jess. I mean, are there any subjects that are off limits?
Like what?
Well, I don't know, but I don't want to put my foot in it. What if they ask about Henry's father? I mean, you did say they can be very forthright.
Look, I am
maybe
not...
you ought to warn them, just to avoid any embarrassment.
Helen, I am not phoning to warn them about Henry. Who cares who his father is? I'm going to be his father soon. That's what matters.
Yes, all right.
And you don't need to impress them either. It's just... it's not important whether they like you or not. I like you. I love you. And if my idiot parents can't see why, well, more fool them.
I just want them to think I'm good enough for you.
Oh, of course you're good enough, okay?
Yes. You can't blame me for being nervous.
Yes, and now you've got me feeling all nervous too.
Oh, sorry.
So look, let's just have a low-key, easy-going evening, hmm? There's no need to... put so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah, fine. Well, I ought to get on.
Oh, Helen, where are you going now?
To find the hairdressers.
Oh.
I need to make an appointment.
Here you are. I've been looking for you.
Uh-huh.
Bought a bottle of wine.
Wine? What for?
To celebrate, of course. It's taken a lot of hard work to get this far.
Roy...
And I reckon we deserve to congratulate ourselves.
Look, I've got so much stuff I need to catch up on.
Look, just one glass. You did brilliantly, by the way.
Mm, hardly.
You did.
I was all over the place.
Rubbish.
Tripping up over my words.
I was right next to you. You were perfect.
No, no.
Yeah, even Rhiannon said so.
You were the star, Roy. I was just longing for it to be over.
Fine. For the sake of argument, let's just agree we were both great. Okay?
Yes, all right.
Good. To us, then.
To us.
Elizabeth.
Roy, please don't. We can't do this.
Do what?
Not now.
You don't know what I was going to say.
Look, the door's open.
Like, nobody's going to hear. Freddie's at the stables and Lily's with a friend.
I know, but even so...
Elizabeth, please. We have to sort this out. I know what we agreed. I know we said it was just the one night, but I can't stop thinking about it. Of you. I wish I could.
Roy.
Look, I hate myself for it. Going home at night to the girls, I feel awful. But when I'm here... I just want to touch you.
Don't say that.
I want to smell your hair again. I kiss the hollow of your
Stop
neck.
It.
And I think that that's what you want too.
Yeah, well, you're wrong, Roy. You're wrong.
Really?
Yes.
Because I need to know. I can't carry on feeling this way. But thinking you feel it too. And all right, if you don't, then just tell me. I mean, say there's nothing going on and, I don't know, I'll try and shut it away somewhere. I'll forget about it.
Roy.
But you can't, can you? Because there is something special.
Oh.
Look, we can't keep pretending, Elizabeth. So at least just let's be honest with each other. Then we'll just have to work out where we go from there.
Look, I'd be lying if I said that night together wasn't special. I've been on my own for so long now. Well, not on my own. I've got the children.
Yeah, but that's not what you're talking about, though.
No, but I'm not just talking about sex either. I mean companionship, someone to hold and share things with. So if you're imagining some sort of fling, that we're going to have an affair...
No, I'm saying I want to give you those things.
What?
I want to be that person, Elizabeth.
You can't.
If this is about Nigel...
It's got nothing to do with Nigel.
Yeah, but...
You're married, for God's sake.
Yeah, I know, and that's something I'm going to have to deal with.
Let alone the fact that Hayley's a friend, she works here, I'm your boss.
I don't care.
Well, you should.
I'm sorry.
We both should, whatever we might be feeling.
Oh, so you admit it then?
Huh?
That you do feel the same. Look, just say it.
And if I say no?
Well, I promise I won't mention it again.
In that case, then, no.
I don't believe you.
It won't work, Roy. It was a mistake.
But how can it be a mistake if it's the truth?
I don't know, but I won't make it again. Now, I'm sure you've got plenty of work to do.
Oh, Elizabeth.
I know I have.
But...
Roy, honestly, you promised. Please leave me alone.
Jenny, you off somewhere?
I just need a few things for supper.
Oh, right.
And I thought I'd drop in on Mum as well. Check how she is.
So what are we having?
This evening? Ah, Hassett Hill's lamb with a warm mixed bean salad and gratin dauphinoise.
Oh, sounds fabulous.
Well, I waited so long to use my new kitchen. I might as well make the most of it.
No, it'd be a waste not to.
In fact, I must get on with arranging our little soiree.
What soiree?
The drinks do, to mark the kitchen's completion.
Oh, yeah.
Thought I'd invite the Stretfields and the Lord Lieutenant and maybe even the editor of Borsetshire Life.
Whatever you want, darling. Anything's better than Kingsley and his gang of cowboys.
Marvellous. Put my thinking cap on, then.
When do you expect you'll be back?
Well, I need to start cooking fairly soon. Why?
No reason, no. No, it's just nice to have you home. The world is as it should be. Don't be long.
Go on, guess.
I ain't got a clue. Thought you were shopping for teacups.
Yeah, I was. And then I found this.
Well, what do you think? Oh, it's a tea urn.
Samovar. It's Russian and everything. Isn't it brilliant?
Yeah.
Just don't ask me how much it cost.
How much did it cost?
Mum.
Well, that ain't from a charity shop. That's a proper antique.
Let me put it this way. I made the most of my womanly charm.
I hope you did.
Just imagine, though, you're tramping around Loxfest on your way to the next band and you haven't slept for 2 days and then you see this steaming away.
So you're actually going to use it?
Yeah. The customers can fill up their pots themselves. And they'll be able to choose from all sorts of exotic teas.
Yeah, I see.
I'm thinking of calling it the Ambridge Tea Service. It's like a play on words.
Tea service. Yeah, I get it.
What do you think?
Well, I love it.
Oh,
you're really excited about this, aren't you?
Almost excited as I am about seeing Quaintance Smith. Did you hear Roy and Elizabeth on the radio yesterday?
No, missed it.
Hoping I might be able to blag myself a backstage pass.
Won't you be stuck behind your samovar?
Not now, Emma's agreed to help. Oh. Well, let me show you what else I've bought. I got these really cute teapots.
Actually, I ought to get back to the pub.
Just hang on. Look, one of them's from George VI's coronation.
Yeah, I can't. Your aunt's and police constable's arriving for his audition soon.
Not my police constable.
Yeah, if you say so. Let's just hope he's a half-decent singer, eh?
So, when's Harrison going to be there?
Why? Do you want to come along?
How many has Fallon asked you to cook?
1 dozen chocolate cakes.
1 dozen?
And 12 Victoria sponges.
Oh. Goodness me, Jill, you're going to be baking flat out.
And these are for her to sell at the festival? Yes.
I assume she's paying you.
Of course. She's being such a huge help with the fete, though, I don't really mind.
Oh, speaking about the fete, I had Lillian on the phone this morning. Apparently she's been volunteered to help out on the handicraft store.
Yes.
I beg your pardon.
It was Linda's idea. She thought as Lillian had made such a gorgeous jacket for the baby.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I have to say she didn't sound too pleased about being outed as a closet knitter.
She's not actually going to do it, though, is she?
Oh, she said you couldn't say no.
Well, that's good news. It all seems to be coming together.
Yes. Well, I suppose I'd better head home.
Me too.
Oh, you're both going. Afraid so. I need to make a start on supper.
And I'm sure Josh and Ben will be getting hungry.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, Mum.
No, you've got families to feed.
Look, it's been a while since I've been able to cook Sunday lunch, so why don't you come over?
No, you're busy. Rory's home and there's harvest.
Oh, don't be silly. Rory would love to see you. I'll bring you back after church.
Well, if you're sure.
Bye, Peggy. I'll try to drop in tomorrow.
Well, don't feel you have to.
And I'll see you on Sunday. Take care now.
You too. God bless, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
She still doesn't seem quite herself, does she?
No. I hoped she'd improve now you and Lillian are back.
Has she been very down?
She was when we had lunch together on Monday. Although that was when I told her John Tregorin had died. Have you heard?
Yes. Brian told me. Not the sort of news you want to come home to.
No.
I've been rereading our book on Ambridge.
Have you really?
Yes. And he wrote such a lovely dedication to me in it.
Yes, I remember. Well, it obviously still holds a strong place in his heart. Ambridge, I mean. They're going to be having the funeral here.
Oh?
It was what John wanted, apparently.
So it's going to be at St. Stephen's?
And then a green burial.
Really? When?
Well, it's not been finalised yet. Anna rang again this morning. She wanted to talk to me before calling Alan.
Yes, I see.
They don't know him, of course.
Oh, no.
So I've said I'll do what I can. Arranging the flowers, sorting out the wake afterwards.
Well, I can give you a hand if you like.
No,
I'm only too happy to help. Anything I can do to pay my respects.
I should warn you, Jolene, I am pretty rusty.
Oh, don't you worry, Harrison.
It's been a long while since I did my old Morrissey thing.
If you got it, you never lose it. That's what I say.
Yeah. If being the operative word.
Hmm?
I mean, we were never exactly professional. It's not like we were touring the country or anything.
No, but...
It was really just something I did in my spare time.
Well, plenty of good musicians have to work regular jobs. Don't mean you ain't a professional.
No, I suppose.
As long as people are willing to pay.
Ah, well...
Sorry, it's a bit loud.
Yeah. We did get paid once for a gig at our student union.
What? You're only a student?
It were me and my housemate and a couple of friends off his course.
Which was?
Mechanical engineering. I think I might have given Fallon the impression it was more than it was.
She might have got that impression, yeah. Well, never mind. Beggars can't be choosers.
No.
So, what have you decided to sing?
Any song.
Really?
That okay?
Yeah, of course. Just surprise, that's all.
I saw it on the list you gave me and, I don't know, something about it appealed.
No, that's great. Let me just find the music. Is there anything you need before we start? A glass of water?
No, I'm ready when you are.
Great. Right, here we go then. Okay, now don't be nervous.
No.
Hold on. Don't start without me.
Fallon.
Oh, sorry. I weren't sure you would come in.
Well, I said I would.
What are you doing here?
Well, coming to see you, of course. That's okay, isn't it? You don't mind me watching?
Well, no, but...
Wait, it might even help. Now you got someone to sing to.
Yeah, it's just... Well, if I'd realised you were going to be here...
What?
Nothing.
Harrison?
No, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Oh, wow. Annie's song.
You fill up my senses like a night in the forest.
That's it.
Like the mountains in springtime. Like a walk in... Sorry, I'm just a bit...
It's all right.
Like a storm in the desert. Like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses. Come fill me again.
It's great.
Come let me love you. Let me give my life to you.
Darling, I know you're desperate to show off the kitchen.
It has nothing to do with that.
But you're already having a cocktail party. Why do you want to hold a funeral wake as well?
I don't. Well, I do, but not for that reason.
Well, why then?
Well, we've got the space, and it would take the pressure off Jill.
Well, I'm sure she's more than capable. And anyway... She's the one the family are close to. She's Anna's godmother, for goodness sake.
Yes, I know.
So don't you think it's a bit presumptuous to offer to have it here?
Well, I suppose so, when you put it like that. I'm still going to help, though.
Oh.
Well, Jill can't do it all by herself.
Fine, if that's what you feel you need to do.
Well, it is. Oh, now, Brian, I saw this in the shop.
What's that?
An interiors magazine.
Oh, Jenny, honestly, it is only a kitchen.
Oh, I don't want to be in it. But I did think we could look at bathrooms. You have to admit, ours is a bit dated now, especially with those seashell indentations.
Jenny.
And now we've had most of the downstairs decorated, it makes sense to start thinking about upstairs.
Sense? I'm surprised I've any sense left.
Oh, Brian, look at this one. Isn't it gorgeous?
I don't care if it comes with Tess Daly in the bathtub. You can't really be serious.
Yes.
The things I put up with for you to have your kitchen. I've been driven out of my home.
Oh, now,
let
honestly.
Alone my mind. I've eaten like a nomad in every dining room and scullery in the village.
All right.
If you think I'm going to put myself through that chaos again because there are shell indentations on the basin...
It is not just the shells.
Well, it'll end up in divorce, suicide...
Brian.
..or murder. Take your pick.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between,
How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely
Come on,
on
fellas.
Each other.
You do it.
From one lover to another.
Go on. Uh-huh. Yes, perfect. Last chorus.
No,
join in.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me
to another world.
And we rely on each other.
Uh-huh.
From one lover to another.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant! Oh, well done. Hey, and he claimed he was rusty.
I got off to a shaky start.
Oh, you soon warmed up, though, didn't he, Fallon?
Yeah, you weren't bad at all.
Oh. Not bad? Welcome to the Midnight Walkers.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Don't look so surprised. You're a proper singer. So much passion.
Oh, but
yeah, and if Fallon's expression's anything to go by, you're going to go down a storm.
Ma'am.
You really want me to sing at Loxfest? Why, in front of all those people?
Look, Harrison, if you don't want to do it...
No,
don't talk him out of it.
It's just... Well, if you honestly think I'm good enough...
Fantastic!
Oh, that's my phone. It's in my jacket. Do you mind?
No, of course.
It might be the station.
Well, well, well.
Do you have to?
What?
I didn't have an expression.
Oh, come on. You've got to admit he's got presence. And think of what it will do for publicity. The crooning copper, the singing sergeant.
Yeah, if you say so.
Well, you're the one who persuaded him to audition. He's never even been in a proper band before.
Yes, he has, a Smith's tribute band.
Oh, that was just him and some uni mates mucking around with guitars. He just said it to impress you.
No.
Well, why do you think he chose Annie's song?
He didn't even know that I'd be here.
Ah, but the way he sang it to you.
Oh, shut up.
You've obviously stolen his heart, Fallon. And after that performance... I reckon he's stolen yours.
How is he?
Pretending to be asleep. He hasn't realised that only closing one eye kind of gives it away.
Sounds like Henry. Just wants to see Mum and Dad.
Yeah. Anything I can do?
You could take those two wine glasses through to the dining room.
Oh, didn't I before?
Nope, you only took four. Oh,
sorry.
Apart from that, though, the tenderloin's in the oven. The sauce just needs warming through, and I can't serve the salmon till the last minute. Oh, creme fraiche.
Helen.
For the tureen, I need to add lime
Helen,
zest.
Helen, calm down. This evening won't go any easier if we're both stressed.
No, I know. How are you feeling?
Me?
You look anxious.
No, why would I be anxious? I'm about to enjoy a fantastic meal cooked by my amazing fiancée. You look gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, so you do like the dress, then. I remembered you saying how pretty my other halter was, so...
You look perfect. That'll be your parents.
Or it could be yours.
Yes, indeed.
Don't you think we should answer it?
Yeah.
Come on, then. Now, I wonder if there'll be a little face peering down through the banisters.
Well, if there is, there'll be trouble.
Oh, no. Henry might actually be asleep.
Right, then. You ready?
Yep, let's do this.
Hello, love.
Oh, you win. We were just guessing you'd be here first.
Evening, Rob, Helen.
Come on in.
Hi, Tony.
So, Bruce and Ursula aren't here yet?
No. Nope. Oh,
we weren't sure if you were picking them up from the hotel.
Oh, here, let me take that.
One hazelnut meringue, as promised.
Oh. Sorry, Rob, I would shake your hand,
what's
but...
all this?
It's for your mum and dad. Just a few things from the farm for them to take away.
Oh, you shouldn't have. There was no need, was there, Rob?
No, there really wasn't.
Don't worry, there's a bottle of red we can drink straight away.
Oh, very good. Well, look, I expect they'll be here soon. In the meantime, it's a lovely evening. Why don't we sit out on the terrace?
Oh, yeah, good idea.
I imagine you'll just call him Sultan?
Yes, probably.
Very exotic, though, isn't it? Baisley Sultan Golconda.
Actually, Golconda was a diamond mine in India. It's where the one in the Queen Mother's crown comes from.
Oh, the Koh-i-Noor.
Something royal, then.
Oh, how about George?
Bertie.
Athelstan.
Tony, you want to call the bull Athelstan?
Why not?
Otto. You know, sultans. The Ottoman Empire. Well, it's a reach.
No, no, no. Otto, that's not bad. I think it quite suits him.
Otto it is, then.
Well done, Helen.
Well, we might as well make use of this time for something.
Anyone like another drink?
No, thank you, Rob.
Pat, top up?
No, I shouldn't. Not till we've eaten, anyway.
Well, there's some pistachios.
No, I'm fine.
Do you think you ought to call your parents, darling? Just to find out where they are?
No.
Well, they might have got stuck in traffic. Or lost. Did you give them directions?
Yes, of course. Dad will be driving, and knowing Mum, she'll have switched her phone off.
Well, were they going to check in first?
Oh, yeah, you could ring up Grey Gables.
I'm sure they're just late. If there was a problem, they could always call. Look, why don't we start dinner? There's no point us sitting around getting hungry.
Well, honestly, Rob, no. I do.
You don't want the lovely lamb to dry out.
I think how rude it'll look if they arrive and we're eating.
They're the ones who are rude for not being here on time.
It's fine, Rob. Helen's right.
Yes.
We'll wait.
Besides, we're all having a nice time, aren't we? I think I might check on Henry. Make sure he's asleep.
Yes, OK, love.
I'll fetch those nuts.
Oh, you don't need to bother.
No. I could do with something to nibble on.
Oh, dear.
Well, at least we're not to blame.
What time is it?
We've been here about 50 minutes.
50 minutes? Oh, my goodness. I hope nothing terrible's happened.
How's the meat looking?
I can't decide whether to take it out of the oven or not. I've lowered the temperature.
Well, it's gone 9. We need to eat soon.
Oh, it's probably ruined anyway.
We've run out of nuts, so I'd take it out.
Rob, please, will you call your parents? I mean, what if they've had an accident?
Oh, Helen.
Well, they could have broken down. Aren't you worried?
No, not particularly. This is what they do. So, why don't we skip the starter? We can have it tomorrow. Let's not leave the lamb any longer.
No, not until you've rung them.
Oh, come on.
Rob, I'm serious. I'm worried, even if you aren't.
Look, we can still have an enjoyable evening. Give me the oven gloves.
What? Sitting at the table, wondering if they're in hospital.
Then they're not in hospital.
How do you know?
I don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I don't care much either. I'm sick of this, Helen. They always mess me about. Now they're doing it to you,
they're
too.
They're still your parents.
Yeah, well, I'm just not...
Are you honestly telling me you don't care about them? I mean, come on. It's only a phone call. Just ring and make sure they're okay. And then we can have dinner. Oh. It would make me feel a lot better.
All right, fine.
You'll call them?
I just said so, didn't I?
So where are you going?
I'll ring them from upstairs.
But I...
That's all right with you, isn't it?
Pat, don't eavesdrop.
I can't help overhearing, Tony. Anyway, they've stopped now.
Oh, that's better. He's getting a bit nippy out there.
It must be serious.
Mm.
I mean, this is more than just being late now.
It's a shame whatever's happened. Helen's put in so much hard work.
I know.
I was even quite looking forward to it.
Oh, love.
You decided to come in then?
Well, it's getting dark.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, don't be silly. It's not your fault. You must be so disappointed.
Well...
And Rob, too.
There's no need for the two of you to fall out.
So you heard, then?
Sorry, just raised voices, really.
Right. Well, Rob and his parents, they don't get on.
Yes, I did gather that.
He seems to think they're just not coming.
Oh. They wouldn't do that, surely.
Well, I find it hard to believe, too, but I don't know... He hadn't even told them we were engaged.
You're joking.
Apparently they've all sorts of issues around the divorce with Jess. His dad's very old-fashioned.
Right.
And he says his mum's a complete neurotic. I've only spoken to her once, and then she thought I was the cleaner.
Oh, Helen.
It's why I planned all this, Dad. I thought it might bring them together.
Of course.
Didn't realise things were this bad, though. Rob only tells me so much.
So was it Rob who invited them?
Yes, I thought you said he'd arranged it.
Well, he did, but only after a lot of pestering from me.
So you didn't speak to them then?
What do you mean?
You couldn't get an impression of what they're like.
Oh, no. Like I say, it was just that one time with his mum.
I see.
Rob's so private.
He's obviously very sensitive.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't like talking about it.
Hey.
Oh.
Rob.
Sorry, we were just... Did you call them?
I did.
And?
They're at home.
They are?
But why? What happened?
They just decided not to bother.
They must have given you an explanation.
You weren't on the phone for very long.
I didn't have much to say to them.
But...
And to be honest, I really don't want to go into it.
No, of course.
Sorry.
No.
In fact, maybe we should...
What?
Well, I think we ought to leave you in peace.
Yeah.
Don't you want something to eat? The food still needs eating.
We'll get something at home.
Yeah, I think we can pretty much write this evening off as a disaster.
Yes.
I suppose.
Okay.
Probably best just to draw a veil over it, eh?
Yeah, all right. See you then. Bye, love. What do you make of that?
I really have no idea. I just want to get home and make a sandwich.
Who knew Rob had such a dysfunctional family?
Yeah, maybe we're better off than we think we are.
Well, it explains a lot. Why Rob's the way he is.
Really?
Well, all that public school arrogance. I mean, we've always found him very domineering, haven't we?
True.
Maybe it's all just a front. Defence mechanism. He's obviously had a difficult childhood. And then, for them just not to turn up.
It's very strange.
It's appalling. I can't imagine how that'd make you feel.
Well, the next time Rob's over at ours, you can lie him on the couch. I'm certainly not a psychiatrist.
You must feel a little bit sorry for him.
Yes, of course.
And Helen's always said there's a more sensitive side to him. I'm just starting to wonder, maybe we've been misjudging him.
You're not going to throw that away, are you?
No, no. I might be able to use it in a stir fry or something.
Good. It'd be a shame if it went to waste. Hey, come on. Worst things have happened. Let's clear everything away, flop down on the sofa with a bottle of wine. Let's face it, we've got plenty.
You're really going to pretend nothing's happened?
What?
Don't you think we should talk about this?
How am I pretending? I just don't want to dwell on it, that's all.
You haven't even told me what they said on the phone.
You've experienced what my parents are like now. I can see why we're better off not having them in our lives.
People don't just not turn up, Rob. That's really odd.
Look.
Were they even definitely coming?
How do you mean? What are you saying?
I don't know. But it wasn't me who invited them. I don't know what they said to you.
I booked a hotel room,
Yes,
Helen.
I know.
Of course I thought they were coming. Are you saying I didn't?
Just thought you'd started to patch things up.
Well, maybe you think I didn't even invite them. Maybe that's it, that I'd let you go to all this effort.
Rob.
Drag your mum and dad over here.
No.
So that I could be made to look a complete fool.
No, of course not. I just want to understand. Did Jess say something to them?
Jess?
Is that what you won't tell me?
Oh.
Rob, don't walk away.
Look, this really doesn't involve you.
Of course it involves me. They're going to be my family.
It was my dad, okay? He's the one who refused to come. And mum being mum, she just kowtowed to him. He's a bully, Helen. That's all he is. And if he can't have things his own way... Why do you think I moved to Canada?
I don't know. I suppose I just
To get away from him. I could have stayed on the farm. He wanted me to, but I knew I'd never be good enough. For God's sake, I married Jess far too young just to please him. I captained my rugby team. I did the subjects he wanted.
And your mum? She just goes along with it?
No. She's just as bad. Used to think she wasn't. All the henpecking, I thought he'd made her that way, but actually it's just an excuse. That's why I wasn't on the phone for very long.
Just now?
No, she said she wasn't allowed to speak to me. That's the reason she hadn't called, because he was still very disappointed in me. Well, if she didn't agree, she could have gotten the car and come up here by herself.
Yes.
The truth is, they're just nasty, bitter people.
Rob.
So there you are. That's my parents. Can you blame me for not wanting to inflict them on you?
No. Not how you've explained it. Hey, it's all right. I'm sorry I pushed you.
It's just hard.
I can see. But you've got me and Henry. We're your family now. You don't need anyone else.
Thank you. Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.